church's world, is that we have a high spiritually, and then it doesn't disappear, but it tapers off. And so I wanted to say then, you know, this Bruce was supposed to be preaching today about transition. And, you know, the church has been on a sort of steady she goes, in a way. And we have in the past, we've had a steady she goes, and then we've had a lift, a spiritual high. And we've gotten onto a new level. And we have attempted this, you know, when we became Grace Point and we started relying on grace and being more open to the work of the Spirit, that we've got onto ourselves onto a new level. The thing is, we're at a point now with the transition as we can look at, I think, you know, one of the prophetic words is about this period is we've got a new slate, we've got a clean slate. We can build something new on top of that. So we might have had a step up for grace, but we don't want to stay where we are. We do want to have a step up, but we need to know where do we want to go. And so when it comes to our transition, when we start thinking about where the church wants to go, we should be open to what God's leading, because he's the one who's going to take us there. I'll sort of ad-lib my way away from my notes, but I think that's the take-home message that I wanted to bring. Sana. Sana is coming up to talk about some prayer points, and some of it will relate to transition.
A few things first. I remember a time, several decades ago, when we were driving, Jeremy, Karen, and I, somewhere just before Christmas. And Jeremy, bless his heart, was pressuring his sister to tell him what she had bought him for Christmas. And this discussion was not going to end, and I could hear the tears forming in Karen's voice. And being the super mother that I am, I broke into the discussion to say, "That's right, Karen, we're not going to tell Jeremy about the dead rats that we bought him." And so it went. But it eased the atmosphere. We got so fixated on dead rats that to this day we talk about buying dead rats for birthdays and Christmas. So Kimberly, wherever you are, tuck that into your back pocket. All you mothers have my permission to use the same thing if you've got appropriately aged children. I also want to say quickly that it is a joy to see the Laurier family here in all their members. Seems like only 5 years ago, give or take, that I made a quilt of appliqued Australian animals and posted it over to France to acknowledge Manon's arrival. And I must apologize to Luke and Claire that I ran out of energy totally and they got nothing, but you never know. But yes, lovely to see you all. Okay, now, just for some thoughts of my own, my verse was, because you know the story about the duck? You know ducks. You see them on ponds and they float serenely around the place. But underneath the water, yeah, their little feet are going like billio, right? That's been our last 36 hours. Because as you may or may not have noticed, Bruce has tested positive for COVID. So he was supposed to preach today, but he is totally out of the picture. And so Lockie swears that we're still on plan B. Personally, I think it's C or D. And seriously, if something could go wrong, it's felt like that today. My verse that I pulled out of the basket was, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Romans 15:13. That is so appropriate for all of us today, not just today, but for the days and the weeks ahead. This is a time of great transition. And I'm not the type of person who sees satanic activity behind everything. Nevertheless, I think Satan will seize every opportunity to sow strife and discord and that sort of thing. Bind that verse to your heart so that in this time, with all of its joys and its challenges, we do have that sense of hope and peace. So, now, we have the slide. We have no words. Oh, good. And I should just mention that sound desk back there. My son used to be on sound, and he said it's the type of ministry that's never noticed until something goes wrong, and then the entire congregation turns around and stares at you. But John and Ali, well done. Okay, we're going to break up into small groups, and we're going to spend the bulk of our remaining time praying. These are general requests, okay, and feel free to use them. Other things that are very important are, first of all, Bruce, that his symptoms will be light and that his recovery will be quick and complete. And I'm very fond of the idea of praying for the whole church, that God will protect the rest of us from COVID. I've had enough of COVID. And so, Lord, break that. Please pay particular the ongoing prayer. There are people who need our continuous, our regular support. And one of those is Charles, who is currently facing a difficult time. So keep him very much in your prayers. The transition process is we are forming a new team, and you'll hear more about that in the near future. This team will work with Bruce to go from looking at our history through a series of steps to the point where we appoint a pastoral search team. Our goal is to reach our next senior leader, but to do it in a way that is so informed that we know what qualities we need, we know quite exactly where we are and where we want to go. And that's going to take a lot of time and meditation and prayer, and as an eldership and as the future transition team, we value your prayers for that. So, enough about me. I think I've remembered everything that's important. Spend some time in your prayer thanking God that we have, gosh, you people make me proud. We have so many people who keep on stepping up in this time. I choose not to focus on what's gone wrong, but on the people who have made it right. And we appreciate what you've done and who you are, and we're just so grateful for you. So, groups of four. Five, groups of five. We are assured that God is in the midst of two or three, but split up. Remember the things I've mentioned. Remember the things up there, and we will close at about 25 past for a little bit of music, and then we will release you to your mothers. So.